www.thebeatmedia.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Oh, you can't believe I would ever be unblissed.
Yeah.
In today's world, everybody needs it.
You know, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely. I've got two bottles right here in the studio, or I guess they're vials. And they're right here. We're broadcasting live three times a day, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, right here on Genesis Communications Network from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountain Studio A. And there's information on the website. And also at 3 o'clock on KWTO. That's the afternoon broadcast. Dr. Shealy is with me every Wednesday morning and every Thursday afternoon at 3. And Dr. Shealy has his own broadcast on KWTO. And that's where we met. And he broadcasts every Thursday at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and I follow Dr. Shealy from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And I'll tell you what, when I first met Dr. Shealy, I saw the studio, and the lights were off. And it was a couple minutes before his broadcast, the lights were off, and Dr. Shealy was meditating. And and I thought, wow, he's really, really relaxed. And I'm thinking, you know, I've got over an hour to go before I go on, and my knees are knocking already. and you really are relaxed when you broadcast, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I've been talking a long time, Ben.
and the neat thing is, when I broadcast, I have pages of notes, things that I want to talk about, things I want to remember to say, and so forth. And Dr. Shealy has one pad, and he's only using the top page, and it only has hatch marks on it, or hash marks on it, for how many calls you get. And you get, like, over 20 calls an hour.
Well, you know, people are accustomed to brief answers because I can't really do a total medical evaluation. I can only give results, suggestions for alternatives to drugs and surgery when it's appropriate. And so that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people call you with their concerns and their health issues, and they'll describe in a couple minutes what their symptoms are, and you will help them understand what's going on with them, and you'll recommend that they do certain things. You know, and Dr. Shealy, as we talk about this, I was thinking about yesterday. I was doing some tractor therapy. I was out there with it. and you know, I was on this tractor, and I was baling some hay, and I baled until about 9 o'clock last night. I finished with the afternoon broadcast at 4 o'clock, hopped on the tractor and was bailing until 9. And one of the things I was thinking about as I was climbing in the baler to dislodge some of the jammed hay in there, happened over and over again because the weather conditions are not right for hay. But I was thinking about, boy, I think I'm going to get really sick from breathing all of this hay dust and some of the mold from the hay. And what I did was I had some saline solution, and I could feel that I was going to have a respiratory infection as a result of this. And I used the saline solution, flushed out my sinuses several times, took some vitamin D3, 50,000 units, and I'm okay. And, you know, it's unusual for me not to have the effects of of the mold and the hay, because it
baling hay.
Yeah. Baling hay is a dusty operation. I mean, it is really dusty. So, Dr. Shealy, and here's where I'm going with this. Number one, it seems that if you feel something coming on in your, you know, in your sinuses, using saline solution seems to work for me. Is that something that you would recommend others do too?
Oh, it's absolutely safe. And of course, part of the problem when, quote, something is coming on is the nasal mucosa dries out.
Yes.
And so if it gets dry, it's less protective. And so saline can be perfect. And of course, as you know, you could put a few drops of Nitro Extreme into that in a more difficult case, and also do a great deal.
Well, I think I've told the story on the air about how I, the last previous time I did hay, I had a really unbelievable sinus infection, and Dan Swindell was on with me, and you know, I had the cough button, the mute button, and I was using it all the time because I was hacking, and my eye, the pressure behind my eyes was just unbearable. I could hardly talk. I was in a lot of pain, sinus pain, and I could feel the sinus infection traveling down my throat toward my lungs, and I was in trouble. And so I said to him, you know, after the broadcast, I said, "Boy, I was really tough. I just made it. I mean, I literally just made it." And he said, "Oh, hey, put some Kayani Nitro Extreme in some clean water, and use it as an irrigator, and you'll be a new man by the afternoon broadcast." And I thought he was kidding. You know, I said, "Yeah, really? Come on, really?" He goes, "No, really." So I said, "Okay." I did it, and I was a new man. I wasn't, you know, completely back to normal, but I couldn't believe it. I was able to do the broadcast, you know, with nowhere near the discomfort, nowhere near the concern. So you're absolutely right. And what I did was about somewhere around an ounce of water at the most to maybe three drops of Kaihani Nitro Extreme, squirted it. I had one of those Chinese factory outlet nasal saline solution sprayers, and I just washed it out, put Berkey water in it, and added three drops, and it absolutely works. So I'm here to say, yes, it works. No question about it. And by the way, why does it work, Dr. Shealy?
Well, because it allows the body to make nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is the chemical that our white blood cells use to kill bacteria.
Well, it seemed like it was working way faster, like 3, 4, 5 times faster than anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I even tried the colloidal ionic silver as an irrigator too. I thought that, you know, the first line of defense for me is the saline solution. That usually works right away. But if that doesn't work, then I tried the colloidal silver, ionic silver, and that maybe it worked a little better. I don't know. But the one that really worked was the Nitro Extreme with, you know, three drops. Not very much. And it's not, and by the way, it's not pleasant. It's when you're at that level of infection, it's not pleasant to put Kaihani Nitro Extreme in. But the results are pleasant. So, Dr. Shealy, I was thinking that as I was doing this baling of the hay yesterday and last night, I was thinking back. You know, you can put your mind semi in park when you're doing tractor therapy, and I was thinking back to my youth, and I was thinking about the sunny days, and I was thinking about what my parents said to me, and it was the same thing that the other parents said to their children, and I'm talking about in the 1960s. Go outside and, you know, play outside, get some sun, get some sunshine, get some vitamin D, play outside. You know, that was the theme over and over again. And it wasn't, go away, boy, get out of here, you bother me. That's not what it was.
No, I understand. Remember, all of my kids were born in the 60s, and we lived on a farm, and that was exactly the way they grew up.
Yeah. And nobody said to me during my entire life, nobody said to me, "Hey, go watch some TV." Say, well, seriously, nobody said, "Go watch some TV, you bother me." Nobody said, "Go watch TV, it's good for you." right?
Well,
they,
in fact, our children were restricted to 4 hours a week on the weekends. Period.
Well, you know, that was at one point. Well, our children were, you know, allowed to watch TV for a while, and then one time, at one point, I said, "That's it," and I disconnected the antenna from the wall. Actually, I cut it, and because TV was creeping into our household, and it was starting to take over our children's minds. And what I mean by that is they would watch one program, and they would be addicted to it. And then it would bleed on into the next program and the next program. And each program was their favorite. And each program was required. And and after a while, it was nothing but television. So what I decided to do was stop it right then and there. And I cut the antenna. And that stopped the television because it came over the air through an antenna on the roof, down a cable, into the family room. But that's when our children were very young. And one of the best things I ever did was cut that antenna, because for 7 years we had no television. Nobody had any television. And we would get, we would rent tapes, VHS tapes, that had either historical or some kind of value, educational value. And that was it. It was either that or books, or playing outside. And I really think that it helped our children develop vocabulary and creative thinking. I really think it did. But, you know, by the way, Dr. Shiller, did you homeschool any of your children?
I'm sorry, did I what?
Did you homeschool any of your children?
No, all of our children went to a local rural school,
mm-hmm.
a little town of about 1,200 people, and they did it. They did well because they did get a lot of education at home.
Right.
I mean, I'm a bookaholic myself. And so they were read to, and they were encouraged to read. And by the time they got into high school, they weren't even using their 4 hours on the weekends. They'd given it up. But
yeah.
We only went 12 weeks without it once when I got upset with them watching television. And after that, the 4 hours a week was okay. Only on a weekend, never on a school night.
There you go. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, Norman Shiely, and if you'd like to go to his website, he's got a newsletter. He's a medical doctor, a brain surgeon, and during this two-hour broadcast this morning, I'd like to ask Dr. Shiely, who is Dr. Norman Shiely? And I'll tell you why I'm going to ask him that when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've got a few posts on the website I think you might want to consider looking at. One of them is the U.S. dollar is in danger of losing its reserve status. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. We've been printing so much, and we have risen to the top by our ability to print that other countries have not been able to do. We've left them in the dust. Well, they figured it out, and now our currency is it's not the only currency for transacting business worldwide. What's happening is other countries are willing to accept currencies from other countries besides the United States in the transaction of business. So that is going to hurt us in the long run, and you're going to see a decline in the U.S. dollar. And there is another post about a mother who, with cancer, who cannot cuddle her children because the treatment has made her radioactive. And I'd like to just take a short detour with Dr. Shealy about that. And we're talking about just who is Dr. Shealy, and we're going to continue with some more. But Dr. Shealy, I remember when we had a family member who was treated with radioactive chemicals for cancer treatment that ultimately failed. Now, this was many years ago, and I remember saying to Mrs. Finelli, look, this radiation can leak through the pores of the skin. That person has been poisoned with radiation, and we can't allow our children to be in contact with that radioactivity. So that means no hugging of that person who was treated with radioactive chemicals. Dr. Shealy, my wife thought I was nuts. But she agreed to, you know, maybe Vinny's right. What do you think about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, of course. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, look at the fish off the coast of California. You can't eat the fish now. They're radioactive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, if radioactivity gets into your body, your urine, your sweat, your blood, your spit, are all radioactive. It's that simple.
So are you suggesting that that if someone is being treated with radiation, radioactive chemicals, for example.
Yeah, radioactive chemicals, not the X-rays.
Right, not the X-ray. Radioactive chemicals, not X-rays, that they are a hazard to other people.
Yes, no question about it.
And Dr. Sheila, let's extrapolate for just a minute. I have been in the waiting room of St. John's Hospital in Springfield, and I've also been in the waiting room at Cox Hospital. Those are the two big hospitals in Springfield, Missouri. And I've sat on the chairs in the waiting room, just as everybody else does. Now, I'm certain that there were people there who were treated with radioactive chemicals. Now, my concern when I went there was, I'll bet you I'm sitting on chairs, touching handles, knobs, arms of chairs, magazines, coffee pot, etc., that have been touched, handled, sat on by people who have been treated with these radioactive chemicals, and I am probably at some level of risk. Is that too far-fetched, or is that possible?
That is possible. Obviously, I can't tell you the degree of radiation. I mean, let's face it. There is a lot of naturally occurring toxic stuff that's just as bad as radiation. It's called cosmic energy. And a professor of medicine from Germany over 20 years ago at an international meeting stated that flying 6 hours across the Atlantic from Europe to the United States created enough free radicals equal to someone who had smoked in that 6 hours 200 cigarettes. So if you're up 35,000 feet above the air, the cosmic radiation, there's all kinds of it there, is actually perhaps more dangerous than sitting in St. John's waiting room. But I mean, they're all... It is there, and we're exposed to this a little bit on the face of the Earth. It's not just ultraviolet and other things. There are these energies from the sun.
And the reason that Dr. Sheely and I are having the broadcast today about who is Dr. Sheely, precisely what you just learned, flying 6 hours. How does he know these things? He's read, he's talked to the people.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day, I've got your.
When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy and I are talking about credit card tracking and frequent flyer card tracking for businesses and how they're used. And specifically, there's a supermarket in the United Kingdom that's tracking the 16 million card carriers of their frequent flyer card, who's buying donuts and chocolate and pizza. And they say, you know, it's for your own safety. They want to make sure that they send you recipes so you can eat healthier. They really, and they're going to provide that information to health research organization. So it's always the same thing. It's for your own safety that we're doing this. It's for your benefit that we're doing it, and that we're going to track you and we're going to find out more about you. Well, when I was in banking, back in the 1980s. I was a computer systems designer. And I was one of the largest credit card banks in the country. And we hired this marketing VP, and his job was to get more customers. And so I was at this meeting at the highest level of the bank. And, you know, my job was to build the computer systems to make some of these things happen. Well, so I was privy to some high-level discussions. And I was in the president's office, and this VP came in, and he said, yeah, what we'll do is we're gonna track who our customers are. We're going to offer incentives. So we'll have a frequent flyer card for people who fly on airlines. And you know, we'll divide our customers into groups. Greed-based groups. Frequent flyers want something, so we'll give them what they want. Then there are people who are reward seekers. They want points. They want points so they can trade them in for merchandise. And then teachers. You know, the teachers want what was termed back then a payment holiday. A payment holiday is where you have a credit card with 12 monthly payments, and because teachers get paid 9 out of 12 months a year, sometimes they don't have the planning necessary to keep their income going, so, or have some reserves. So, hey, let's give them a payment holiday where we let them skip a payment, but we keep the interest running. And another group of people were value conscious customers. That would be me. I'm a value conscious guy. And, you know, why should I reuse this card? Well, I'll tell you what, Vinny, we'll give you 2% cash back if you use your card on all your purchases. Well, that interests me. So they divided us into groups and marketed toward those groups. So banks have been collecting data for a long, long time. And if you go to Lowe's, you know, the home improvement store, when you go to the cashier, they'll say, okay, may I have your phone number, please? And the reason they want your phone number is if they have your phone number, they know who you are. And they can also say, and also tabulate and accumulate your purchases based on that unique identifier, which is your phone number. So, Dr. Shealy, what I'm saying is we have been tracked for a very long time, since at least the 1980s that I know of for sure.
Well, it's one of those things that I dislike most, bureaucracy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the way around this is to use an alias, and I have lots of aliases. I really do, and I don't mind
also
saying that on the air.
AKA.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing is, I was at KWTO about a year ago, and I met this guy, and. He met me in the kitchen there, and I said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli, and he gave me his name. And he said, so what's your real name? And I said, Vincent Finelli. He goes, you use your real name on the air? I go, yeah, I mean, I use my real name on the air, but I've got credit cards with, you know, lots of other different names. And it's like exactly backwards. I did it wrong. I mean, you know, you don't use your real name on the air. I mean, I don't really have anything to hide, so I'm not concerned about using my real name. But sometimes when I buy things, I'd like to be anonymous. So that's when I have these aliases, and I use, you know, like Anthony Soprano. He's a television mobster, so I have an Anthony Soprano card, and it's all perfectly legal. It's just another card on my account with a different name. It's all perfectly legal. So, Dr. Shealy, you know, if you wanted to have a card, you know, Joe Doakes, you could call up your credit card company and say, I'd like to have another card on my account. And they'd say, okay, what name would you like that in? What's the person's name? You say, well, let me spell it J-O-E. And then, okay, got it. And then last name, Doakes, and you can spell that. And there you have it. And they'd send it to you within, you know, a week or so. So it's all perfectly legal. It's not like it's fraudulently trying to, you know, use a credit card without paying for it. It's just another name on your account. So it's something that I do, and I'm convinced that my UPS driver thinks my name is Anthony Soprano.
Oh, Vince.
I saw him yesterday.
It's your eccentricities like this that I love. Who is the real Vince? I don't know.
Well, you know, it's so I've spent the last two broadcasts on KWTO talking about just who I am. And the reason is, I'm in that market. I'm around town, have the meetups. You know, people see me, and the station has gotten calls, not complaints per se, but is that guy really like that? I mean, is he acting, or is he really like that? And so I decided that I would tell everybody exactly who I am and why I say the things that I say. Like, for example, when I talk about banks and when I talk about the things that they do, it's not like I read about it. I was in the meetings. I was there when it happened. I was there in the president's office when they started talking about these new devices called ATMs. Now, I personally got it all wrong, Dr. Sheely. When they were talking about these automated teller machines, I said, nobody, guys, are you kidding? Nobody is going to go for this. Why would anybody pay $2.50 to get $100 out of their own account? Why would they do that when they can just walk up to the local branch? If they live in a city, they could walk up to the local branch and within a couple minutes see a teller, see a smiling face, get that $100 and be done. Why would somebody pay $2.50? And they said, you don't get it, Vinny. It's convenience. I said, that's a really high percentage to pay for convenience. They said, well, we'll see. We'll see who's right. Well, they were right. They were absolutely right. There are so many people who are willing to pay for that convenience. I can't believe it. I have never, ever used an ATM. Never. And they've got one at Ziggy's. And you can get money out of your own account. And it only costs $2.99 to get your own money out of your own account.
Well, I've never used an ATM, and I wouldn't even know how to, and frankly, I'm not going to.
Yeah. It makes no sense. You know, it's easy enough if you have the funds, you could put some of that in your pocket, and you can bring it with you. And if you have a credit card, you can bring that with you. And if the cash won't do it and the credit card won't do it, you got a big problem. So why depend on an ATM at a place that may or may not be open? I mean, go ahead.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I've been wrong so many times with banking. I just some human behavior I just don't get. But so I wanted to share that with you about the that little banking experience, and that's what I'm doing for 2 hours. I've done for 2 hours. It's probably going to take me two more hours to talk about who I am. And I met Gerald Ford, and I talked about the experience I had with him. That was really interesting. And so, Dr. Sheely, my question is, you have been on the air for over 22 years, and you've been broadcasting, you've been taking calls. You're a medical doctor. You're the founder of the Holos Holistic Institute. You're a Native American medicine man, also an indigenous medicine man, also an Indian medicine man, whichever name is the current name. I guess it's indigenous. And you're a researcher, you're an author, you're a broadcaster, you're a farmer, and you're from Missouri, and what I mean by that is, yeah, you know, research is great to read about it, but you also want to prove it yourself, and you want to do your own independent research. So would you mind telling us over the next hour, 15 minutes, if you wouldn't mind, who is Dr. Norman Sheely?
Oh, sure. In fact, interestingly, sometime hopefully late this year, my next book, From Birth to Bliss, The Power of Conscientious Living, is going to give a pretty good self-disclosure, if you will. But basically, I was the second child of a southern South Carolina family. My father was a self-made man. His father died when he was 10, and he went to work out of the fourth grade. Started off as a meat cutter at a grocery store, gradually owned two grocery stores, a freezer locker, a farm, and was a very successful businessman. And my mother was the most nurturing person I've ever known in my life. At age 4, I, out of the blue, said I was going to become a physician. At age 16, as I graduated from high school, valedictorian of my class, I've always been blessed with being reasonably bright. I knew that I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. So I went to undergraduate school, and there I was Phi Beta Kappa. And at 19, I went to medical school at Duke University. And I graduated from there in 1956. And again, I was a member of the honorary, that means you made better grades than everybody else, Society Alpha Omega Alpha. I interned in internal medicine because I knew I wanted more basics. Then I had a year of general surgery at Barnes Hospital, Washington University. 5 years of neurosurgical residency at the Massachusetts General Hospital. You're supposed to bow to the east at the mention of that And I came out of there and went on the faculty at Western Reserve Medical School in Cleveland. And I'll tell more about this after the break.
This is fascinating, Dr. Shealy. I knew some of this, but not all of it. Dr. Norman Shealy. Who is Dr. Norman Shealy, who's on the air with us 3 hours a week at usapreparis.com and 1 hour on his own show, the Dr. Norman Shealy Show? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about just who is Dr. Norman Shealy. And the reason I asked him this class is because I decided that after hearing some broadcasts on radio and television, I was outraged at some of the things I heard people say. And I thought, you know, some people can broadcast just by having $495 for an hourly broadcast. And I've been called by people saying, hey, you know, we think that you could get your own radio show and we'll help you. And for $1,500, we'll have the setup fee. And for $495 an hour, we'll get you your own internet blog radio program. And I'll say, well, why would I want to do that? And I'll go, well, do you want to have your own radio show? And I'd say, well, I already do. So what I'm saying is people call me Dr. Shealy and they want me to, you know, they have no idea what I do. And yet they don't know that I'm a farmer. They don't know I've actually had a couple jobs in my life and that I'm unemployable right now. They really don't know anything about me. But yet I can be on the air. I can be a broadcaster and I can say whatever I want, you know, as long as it's not one of those seven words. And that's what I'm hearing on some broadcasts. I'm thinking, I really hope people don't believe this nonsense that they're hearing. And that's why I've been disclosing who I am and why I say what I'm saying. And that's why I asked you if you would mind, if you wouldn't mind sharing who you are, because I mean, who you are and what you've done is extraordinary, and people need to know. They need to know that as they listen to you going forward, that yes, you are credible, yes, you are believable, and yes, you have done your own research, and yes, you are an inventor. So now you mentioned... Go ahead.
That takes us back to Western Reserve Medical School.
Okay.
I I have been doing research since my first summer in medical school. I've always been fascinated with trying to prove whether or not things work. But at Western Reserve, in addition to being on the faculty and teaching and doing almost all of the guidance of the residents in their neurosurgical training, I had a research lab, and my first real discovery was something called dorsal column stimulation, where we actually implanted an electrical pacemaker over the spinal cord for control of pain. And that was certainly a revolutionary thing. At the same time, I introduced a stimulator through the skin called transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. And both of these are now used worldwide. And although I took my ideas to a large company, they told me they were not patentable, and they patented both of them without my name. But I'm still known as the person who developed dorsal column stimulation and transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. After 3.5 years, what I've been waiting for since I was 16, I was asked to come evaluate whether I would take the chairmanship of a department of neurosurgery. And after another 3.5 years at a medical school, plus all of my training at medical schools, I decided I don't like bureaucracy. I wasn't willing to spend the rest of my life being told what I could and could not do and having to wait a month to find out whether it was going to be allowed. So I went to Wisconsin to the Gunnison Clinic, which was one of the 10 largest private clinics in the United States, and I developed there their neuroscience department. I brought in 2 other neurosurgeons and 3 neurologists and a neuropsychologist and an extremely busy practice. And then I found out that although my inventions of dorsal column stimulation and TENS were helpful, that 94% of the people came to me had such big psychological problems that they needed another approach. And so I decided to restrict myself to the practice of chronic pain. And that takes us up to 1971.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. I can't believe it. He gave up the chairmanship of the Department of Neurosurgery. He'll tell us more when we come back. This is USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news and commercials.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.